Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I think the band was in a rush at a time to continue the success with Demons and Wizards.
It was, by any standards, a hurried production. I think Ken, in particular, has alluded to the fact that he was not happy with how hurried it was. It seems they were rushed back into the studio.
I mean, at that point, they were under pressure. I was very careful to try and make an album at a regular interval, and they were touring and, you know, there was a lot of things going on. I think it was very hard for them to make a better album, and I don't think they succeeded. I think they tried to copy rather than create something new.
I'd say Magician's Birthday worked about 50%. It's fairly well-known fact that I was in the process of writing the album and developing a short story to go with it. When all of a sudden we got the panic phone calls from the record company, we need the album now, we need to do da 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 da. So I didn't really finish writing it. So it's not complete for me.
I think Magician's Birthday was an attempt to recapture Demons and Wizards, and it almost did it, but I think it failed a little bit.
Hey, you're listening to Day by Day Uriah Heep. I'm BJ, and this is the fifth episode about the band's fifth album. The Magician's Birthday, also released in 1972, came out in November. And the concept for the album was based loosely on a short story, according to keyboardist Ken Hensley. Once again, they have a cover from artist Roger Dean. So, The Magician's Birthday and Demons and Wizards, I guess, are kind of sister albums. Unfortunately, as we're going to find out, The Magician's Birthday is not nearly as good of an album as Demons and Wizards. That being said, the album kicks off with an awesome song called Sunrise. Very cool when it kicks in. It does get mellow, but it kicks in again. Gets really great at the end with a huge chorus. This is a killer intro for the album.
The sunrise and you. Tired eyes drift across the shore, looking for love and nothing more. But as the sea rolls by, there's no one there to see me cry, except the sunrise. The sunrise and you.
Moving on to the second song, Spider Woman. Driving beat, but it's bluesy and not very melodic and not a great chorus, so not a great song, not a great follow-up to Sunrise. She was so good, she chained me in her web so tight. I lost the freedom of release that night, so I stayed right back. The third song on the album, Blind Eye, is an acoustic-based song with some nice harmony guitars, vocal harmonies. Overall, not a great song. And in my notes, I have that Thin Lizzy did this style of a song much better. Moving on to the fourth song, Echoes in the Dark. Oh no, mellow and boring. The album started off well. Sunrise was great, but no. Can't say I like this song very much. It gets big at the end, but that does not redeem it. Side one ends with a piano ballad called Rain, which really doesn't go anywhere. One thing I've noticed is Uriah Heep aren't great with ballads.
That's not unusual, but the way that I'm feeling, they're coming unusual. I guess you could say the clouds are moving away, away from your days and into
Hey, Pantheon listeners, Christian Swain here, taking a break from listening to a little Shout It Out Loudcast episode. Love Tom and Zeus talking all things KISS. Of course, I was listening to them on my new Raycon wireless earbuds. They have quickly become my go-to earbuds because of the comfort. These soft tips are the best I've ever used. And at this price, plus a Pantheon discount, Raycon is really hitting on all marks. Sound quality is great too. I really love having these three EQ options because I like more bass in the music, but less in my podcast. 8 hours of playtime for the battery is great as well. Surround sound, noise isolating, and awareness mode are all included. These are great earbuds. Go to buyraycon.com/pantheon today to get 20% off your Raycon order plus free shipping. That's right, you'll get 20% off and free shipping at buyraycon.com/pantheon. buyraycon.com/pantheon. Hey, Pantheon listeners, Christian Swain here. Another day, another podcast I'm working on. This time, it's Famous and Gravy with Amit and Michael. I want to let you know that I loved the Factor Meals package so much that I re-upped for myself, and then I sent a package to my in-laws. Like I was with my first shipment from Factor Meals, the in-laws were as excited to try one of the prepared restaurant-quality meals. Well, they got the shipment to Protein Plus Meal Plan and were very impressed. See, being in their 80s, anything to make the meal prep easy is a plus for them. They heated the oven per instructions and minutes later were enjoying a very delicious, nutritious, and dietitian-approved meal. One big win for me. But what really floored them was the taste. Like I told you, it's surprising how good these meals taste. Restaurant quality indeed. And like my own shipment, it really was everything Factor Meals said it would be for some seniors. No prep, no mess meals. Factor Meals are 100% ready to heat and eat. Take it from me and my in-laws. Head to factormeals.com/pantheon50 and use the code Pantheon50 to get 50% off. That's factormeals.com/pantheon50 and use the code Pantheon50 to get 50% off. Thank you, Factor Meals.
Flipping the record over, side two kicks off with a song called Sweet Lorraine. Nice melodies, a weird kind of southern rock feel. It's not bad, but at the same time doesn't really work for me. It's a weird mix of styles, and I'm not really sure why Uriah Heep would want to explore an American southern rock kind of sound. Of course, this is 1972, so it's pretty early for a lot of what they're attempting. Understands she's been before. It's in her hands to find the door. Sweet Lorraine, let the party carry on. You and I will swim the sea. Sweet Lorraine, let the party carry on. You and I can feel the breeze. Second song on side two is called Tales, T-A-L-E-S. Another plodding acoustic song that never hits us with a nice melody or a big chorus.
We told our tales as we sat under morning sleepy sky. With all the
the colors of the sunrise shining in our eyes. One then another, with a story of yesterday's light. Or of a lover who had gone in a moment of strife. Upon the wise man's mind, some task or audience stealing every moment of his time. Thus we have learned to live while mortal men stand waiting.
And the record ends with a 10-minute title track. Long interludes, very proggy. The last 2.5 minutes, it gets pretty good, but, you know, you gotta listen to 8 minutes to get there. Overall, this is not a great album, although I really like the first song. So the best song on The Magician's Birthday is the first song, Sunrise. And I put down for the worst song, fourth song on the album, Echoes in the Dark, which is just very boring. All right, so join me tomorrow when we're going to talk about the next Uriah Heep album, Sweet Freedom.
Fire died, the music faded, filled with fear of death we were. waited, for now we knew some evil was to blame.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.